This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget. And this is part 16. Draw close to God. Oh Lord, thank you for the honor and the privilege of bringing your word. We thank you, Lord, that we can hear your word in such easy terms, in such life-changing ways. And Lord God, we give you the honor and the glory and the power to your holy name. Today we're looking at James, the fourth chapter, and from verse 13. Oh, it's amazing. This scripture is just amazing. You listen. Look here, you who say, today or tomorrow, we are going to a certain town and we'll stay there a year. We'll do business there and make a profit. How do you know what your life will be like tomorrow? Your life is like the morning fog. It's here a little while, then it's gone. What you ought to say is, if the Lord wants us to, we will live and do this or that. Otherwise, you are boasting about your own plans, and all such boasting is evil. Remember, it is a sin to know what you ought to do and then not do it. Oh, Father, Heavenly Father, what a word. What a tough, hard word, but what an uplifting word. Lord, this lifts me high, because I've always known there is no point in planning and planning and planning some more. You know, beloved, I've known and know Christian leaders that have a 2-year diary. They're booked up for 2 years in advance. And they're saying, yeah, on that date, in 2 years' time, I'll be there and I'll be preaching. Now, I'm not saying that you shouldn't book things up. I'm not saying that you shouldn't make the odd plan here and there. But listen to what James is saying. He says, look here, you who say today or tomorrow we're going to a certain town and we'll stay there for a year, we'll do business there and make a profit. They're declaring what they're going to do just to make money. That's the thing, you see. To make a profit. James says, how on earth do you know what you're going to be doing tomorrow? You see, it's like this. Every single breath you take is a blessing from God. because the Lord can turn off the lights whenever he wants. It's mind-blowing. It is utterly mind-blowing, but at the same time, let's face it, it's common sense. What is the point? Yesterday, when I finished my broadcast, I was actually quite down. I was quite depressed. And I called my PA and I was talking to her on the phone. And I was depressed and down because I thought the figures of people listening to Worship Radio 247 were dropping. And it hurt. And she said this to me. Did God tell you to start Worship Radio 247? And I said, yes, of course he did. And she said, well, why are you concerned? Now I've been told this so often. But beloved, sometimes it doesn't sink in. It doesn't go in. I have no idea what tomorrow is going to bring. I have no clue as to what will happen tomorrow because we're living in today. I can make plans. I've made plans to go down to Cornwall at the end of next week for my niece's funeral. I can make those plans. I don't know if they're going to happen. I have no clue. I don't know if God's got other plans. I don't know if something else is going to happen that is going to stop me from doing that. But that's the point. If we decide that we want to be open and receptive to what God wants us to do, if we make that decision, if we decide that we need that open channel, then our lives will be completely different. Look what James says in verse 15. What you ought to say is, if the Lord wants us to, we will live and do this or that. Now, often someone will say, I'm doing this because the Lord has told me to, but he hasn't at all. Oftentimes, the Lord tells us what to do, and we don't do it. Look what James says in verse 17. Remember, it is a sin to know what you ought to do and then not do it. We cannot live for the future. We can only live for the now. And we can only put one foot in front of the other. You know, if I'm going from A to B and I'm walking, the only way that I can do it is to put one foot in front of the other. Because if I don't do that, I don't move. I could run, but still one foot will be going in front of the other. And still it would take a matter of time to go from point A to point B. It wouldn't be instant. And that's how we must regard our lives with God. We have to put one foot in front of the other. Oftentimes, we believe we've heard from God and we go ahead of him. And we go shooting off doing this and that and the other, only to fall flat on our faces. We think, oh, the Lord wants me to do this. In fact, I'm certain the Lord told me that he wanted me to do this. Perhaps he's shown you the end goal. But then you need to say, Lord, I can't get to point B unless you're going to help me. And at the moment, Father, I'm sitting down. So I need you to instruct me to stand up and begin that walk. Step by step by step by step. And not going ahead of Almighty God. Slowly, slowly, we do this. Father, what's the next step? And then he shows us. And we take that next step. But going ahead of God is going to cause disaster. Not doing what God wants us to do is going to cause disaster. You know, when we started Worship TV, I remember saying to Martin, you're going to need to show me how to use all of this software that is here because it's just a myriad of different things. And Martin said, okay, I'll give you the process of what we do when we're going to go live. And then he went on to explain step by step of what I had to do. And I wrote it down, step by step. And I knew this. I couldn't circumvent what was written down. I had to do it step by step because if I didn't, firstly, I would forget what to do. I would forget the process. And secondly, we wouldn't be achieving the goal that we needed to achieve. It had to be done step by step. I like to think that I live my life step by step. I don't count on there being a tomorrow or a next week. I just want to live my life step by step by step and take each day as a new day. Because each and every day that we are here is a new day. And we need to thank the Lord for the day before. We need to keep our eyes on Jesus. And we need to be constantly praying, what's my next step, Lord? And if we don't, here, I believe, is the net result. Yesterday, when I rang Mags and talked to her about how I was feeling, it's because I didn't wait for the next step. I preempted the next step. So much so, I was thinking of not being on Worship Radio 247 anymore. That's how bad it got. And I said, Lord, show me your desire. Show me your want. And he did. Beloved, life is complicated. So why should we complicate it even further by trying to plan ahead all the time? Each day is a new day. How do you know what your life will be like tomorrow? Your life is like the morning fog. It's here a little while and then gone. What you ought to say is, if the Lord wants us to, we will live and do this or that. That's our watchword. If the Lord wants us to, and if we make a decision we're going to live that way, I know that it will work out perfectly. Father, thank you for your word today. I give you the honor and the glory and the power, and I pray in the name of Jesus that you have taught your beloved that which you want, the words you wanted them to hear. And we say to you collectively and together, Lord God, we love you. We adore you. We honor you. And we worship your holy name. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen.